Matthews from Moroville, Tourist Days 2009, on microphone Daniel, in studio Chloe and Samuel. Today we are with Luca and Paulina. The tourist season is at the peak. Hundreds, if not thousands, of tourists are in Moroville every day. Some stay, some just go through. Luca and Paulina, that are with me now, Luca is from Italy, Paulina is from Mexico, came 8 days ago. So a week is enough, Luca?
A week is enough to decide to come back again. That is true. It's interesting to see this experiment going on, but I'm very curious to see which will be the direction. I would like to come back in 1 year and see what is going on in this place, yes.
And Paulina?
I think our will has to be lived more than a week. If we come back again 1 week, we will see basically the same thing, which is obviously an experiment, but we cannot reach to feel how this works. We are very curious, we are asking, and maybe with another week we will have another information, but I think working here makes the difference. The day we have worked in the restaurant, we talk with people, we reach to see which are guests sometimes, which are our Orovillians. And yes, I would like to come back, and I would like to come back maybe for more than 2 months, 1 month, or maybe more.
The highlight of this week?
Well, we pass most of the time working in the very good pizzeria in Auroville, the new pizzeria, and it was nice because it was a point where we can meet people that are just coming in Auroville for 1 day, or people that is Aurovillian, so it was interesting to stay there and speak a little bit with people, yeah. It's not a touristic place. You have to come and go a little bit deeper in the place and be in contact with the work, and work maybe here, yes, that is important.
This is one of the contradictions of Auroville, that is not a tourist place, but there are a lot of tourists that comes. So there is, in the Aurovillians, there is a sense of being invaded, because they are busy with their work or their research, and they ask questions all the time, always the same questions. And so, did you feel repelled by the Aurovillian or not?
No, honestly not. I saw people working and I respect the work. So, no, I felt well coming here. I absolutely didn't feel rejected from Auroville.
And you?
No, also me. I didn't feel rejected. But I think I met in this week a few Aurovillians, because they're all in their work, so you have to make appointments and you have to be respectful of the working time. So I think 1 week is not enough for that reason. In 1 week, the best thing to do here, I think, is to visit the place, to feel the place, to try to go in the gardens, in the Matri Mandir, which is really the speciality, architecture, and try to feel what you can see about the buildings, about how it's constructed, about how it's different of other places in India regarding waste and regarding constructions. Just have the eyes opened.
This was the tourist news. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website aurovilleradio.org, and thank you for listening.